You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 5th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the economic inequality gap widens rapidly today. A startling new report reveals severe employment losses. The Economic Policy Institute released the data today. It shows the economic inequality gap rapidly expanding. Black workers are facing major job market struggles. Black men currently experience the sharpest employment declines. This crisis compares poorly to the previous year. Current federal economic policies share much of the blame. These policies heavily impact specific geographic regions. The Washington, D.C. area feels the damage. Southern manufacturing hubs also suffer immense losses. The situation demands a closer look at history. National unemployment figures often mask important demographic shifts. The true economic reality remains hidden from public view. Recent developments created a perfect storm of economic hardship. Structural issues converged to decimate recent financial gains. Black professionals now face unprecedented barriers to success. These current challenges reflect decades of systemic inequality. The current employment losses follow a historical pattern. This cycle is familiar to many minority communities. Black workers often face harsh economic realities. A deep dive shows a century of struggles. Researchers call this the last hired, first fired cycle. Bureau of Labor Statistics data confirms this trend. The government began tracking unemployment by race long ago. This tracking started in the year 1954. Since then, black unemployment stays consistently high. It often remains double the white unemployment rate. This ratio persists through every economic boom. It also remains during every severe economic recession. These numbers reflect deep structural racism across industries. Black workers historically enter high-wage sectors much later. Seniority-based layoff systems naturally penalize these recent entrants. Economic downturns therefore hit black communities first. This historical context shapes the current crisis perfectly. The economic landscape continues African-American labor traditions of fighting systemic barriers. Early leaders fought tirelessly against these economic boundaries. In 1941, A. Philip Rillip Randolph demanded massive change. He pressured President Roosevelt into signing Executive Order 8802. This order banned discrimination in the defense industry. It was the first major step toward labor integration. However, earlier presidents deliberately stalled black economic progress. President Woodrow Wilson formally segregated the federal workforce earlier. This 1913 decision relegated workers to menial positions. Decades of economic growth were lost due to segregation. For over a century, government jobs provided security. The federal workforce served as a middle-class pillar. Following the Great Migration, many black workers relocated. They moved to the Washington, D.C. region seeking work. The government offered better protection than private businesses. This region became a hub for black professionals. Prince George County became famous for black homeownership. The surrounding contracting ecosystem provided immense economic stability. However, recent federal policy shifts dismantled this safety net. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities confirms this. The federal workforce lost nearly 277,000 jobs recently. These massive cuts occurred aggressively since January 2025. Black workers are overrepresented in federal government roles. They make up roughly 18% of these employees. The overall workforce only holds 13% black workers. Therefore, these aggressive government layoffs target black households disproportionately. The cuts function as a targeted economic blow. Departments like education and health face the sharpest cuts. Black women are highly overrepresented in these specific departments. In the D.C. region, black employment fell drastically. It dropped by nearly 6 percentage points recently. This rapid drop is triple the decline for white workers. The current administration uses aggressive downsizing tactics frequently. They use tactics like Schedule F reclassifications constantly. These policies aggressively upend the sharing of power between citizens and the government. The southern region historically built wealth on racial division. Early manufacturing hubs actively prevented interracial labor organizing. They kept black workers in the lowest paid laborer roles. White supremacy functioned as an intangible psychological wage. Poor white workers accepted low pay for racial status. This dynamic hindered collective bargaining for decades. Today, the new Southern economic development model remains flawed. States prioritize corporate tax breaks over basic worker protections. They maintain environments with incredibly low minimum wages. Many states keep wages at the federal minimum. Some states possess no state minimum wage at all. This model relies heavily on anti-union legislation continuously. The situation worsened in April 2025 significantly. The federal government implemented massive new trade tariffs. These policies aimed to restore American manufacturing independence. Instead, they caused a severe industrial manufacturing slump. Increased raw material costs forced massive corporate layoffs. Manufacturing employment fell by roughly 72,000 jobs quickly. The South holds 35% of these jobs. Consequently, the region felt the economic blow immediately. Black workers lost billions in potential income recently. Experts estimate $87 billion in lost wages. This massive loss resembles historical exploitation of black labor. They are facing immense economic instability once again. The lack of union protection leaves them vulnerable. Companies terminate black workers first when operational costs rise. The current administration completely altered federal hiring practices. Executive orders shifted focus away from equity quotas. Agencies now hire based strictly on specific merit definitions. This shift resulted in removing diversity-focused recruitment programs. The government also rescinded important data transparency tools. The Office of Personnel Management previously maintained vital records. They managed an online database called the Diversity Cube. This multidimensional data set allowed users to filter information. People could filter by agency, ethnicity, and gender easily. It tracked technical details like salary intervals perfectly. It helped researchers identify departmental racial imbalances easily. Civil rights advocates used it to fight discrimination. Now, the government eliminated this crucial transparency tool. The elimination prevents real-time tracking of hiring biases. This change transforms the landscape of political dynamics entirely. Agencies can easily hide systemic discrimination without public data. Researchers cannot mitigate these hiring biases effectively anymore. The lack of transparency harms marginalized job seekers. The policy changes directly correlate with rising unemployment. The unemployment rate for black workers hit 7%. Meanwhile, white unemployment remained steady at 3%. The destruction of data tools protects discriminatory hiring practices. The absence of data effectively erases systemic accountability measures. Income disparities only tell part of the story. The racial wealth gap paints a much darker picture. Wealth includes the total value of household assets. It subtracts all accumulated debts from those assets. Currently, a massive financial disparity exists between races. Black families hold $1 for every $8. White families hold $8 of accumulated wealth. This disparity remains lopsided even among college graduates completely. Home equity drives the majority of middle-class wealth. Unfortunately, historical redlining restricted black homeownership for decades. Appraisal bias still devalues homes in black neighborhoods today. These factors severely limit generational wealth transfers today. White families frequently receive large inheritances and financial gifts. Black families often lack this crucial economic buffer completely. They also carry significantly higher student loan debt burdens. Many black adults support aging parents financially too. Experts call this burden the sandwich generation effect. Liquid assets like retirement savings remain dangerously low. Black households face severe vulnerabilities during economic shocks. Cash savings provide necessary protection during unexpected job losses. Federal policy failures compound these existing structural disadvantages. Systemic issues mirror historical exploitation in financial systems. The wealth gap ensures economic inequality remains permanent. Many assume higher education guarantees total economic security. Society often promotes college degrees as the ultimate equalizer. However, the latest economic report contradicts this popular belief. College-educated black women experienced severe employment drops recently. Their employment declined by 3.5%. This surprising statistic exposes deep flaws in the system. Black men faced incredibly devastating job losses recently. They lost 567,000 jobs recently. This drop represents one of the steepest non-recessionary declines. Educational attainment does not shield against structural discrimination. Black professionals face severe disparities despite holding advanced degrees. Researchers documented these unexplained wage gaps for decades. The Economic Policy Institute documented this since 1979. Racial disparities persist when controlling for education and experience. The recent rollback of diversity initiatives exacerbates this problem. The new merit-based hiring systems often favor legacy networks. Job seekers without insider connections struggle to gain entry. These systemic barriers force black workers into precarious positions. They often bypass high-paying sectors due to implicit biases. The situation leaves many highly educated individuals underemployed constantly. This paradox highlights the deep roots of economic injustice. Historical disadvantages continue limiting modern professional advancement opportunities. The widening economic gap requires urgent national attention. Market forces alone do not explain these severe disparities. Direct federal policy choices actively dismantle black economic progress. The government deliberately targets sectors employing black professionals. These aggressive actions erode decades of hard-fought civil rights. The damage to the D.C. region is truly unprecedented. The manufacturing slump in the South is equally devastating. History suggests these regional downturns cause long-term financial damage. Historical examples offer potential solutions to this growing crisis. During the 1940s, executive orders forced labor integration successfully. Strong government intervention mitigated discriminatory hiring practices effectively. Today, similar targeted interventions remain absolutely necessary for survival. Without strong action, the racial wealth gap will expand. Generational wealth within the black community faces complete erasure. The fight for economic justice must continue unabated everywhere. Black communities remain resilient despite facing involuntary servitude historically. They will continue demanding fair and equal economic opportunities. The road ahead requires immense dedication and political willpower. Copyright, African Elements.